This hour by Frederick Remington, fully cooked, ready-to-eat bacon. Exclusive, no refrigeration, 10-year extended shelf life bacon. The thickest media center-cut bacon in the industry at fullycookedbacon.com.
Excitement Central, that's where you are, that's where we are, listening to each other here with clarifications of things that need to be clarified. Sometimes there's more to be said than needs to be said, or maybe there's too many things said about things that don't need to be said. Does that make any sense? Let's see.
We can make some sense out of this.
It's the DJV show, Doug, Jen, Victoria, and Kara, with a focus on Hurricane Irma now, even though what's left over from Harvey hasn't been cleaned up by any stretch of the imagination. Are we ready for another one is the question that the news media is asking the folks at FEMA. And FEMA says, yeah, we're ready, but it's not up to us to do everything. It's not up to the feds. It's up to the individual communities. And if you look at this patent, at least now, this thing has gone from a 2 to a 3 to a 4 to back to a 3. No question.
It's a 4 again.
It's up to 150 miles an hour. And if you look at how slowly it's going, and you look at the trajectory. Say it again, Doug. There it is. The trajectory. Looks like it'd be a good time not to go to Puerto Rico or take a vacation on the Virgin Islands, at least not in the next week or 10 days. The Caribbean gets the brunt of all of these. Jamaica, it goes from those islands that are off the coast of Colombia, and then up that string and into Cuba. It's tough. Those areas really tough because there's nothing to protect. There's nothing to slow it down. If it hits land, and that's, by the way, one of the problems with Harvey, is Texas is so flat, so the thing just keeps moving. But when it runs up against the in Florida, places like that. But when it gets up to the Carolinas and it tries to go inland, it gets rebuffed. So either the hurricanes die there, or they go back out, depending on the jet stream, into the ocean and go up the coast. So, as usual, the news media is trying to be as totally irresponsible as possible. And in some circumstance, better to be forewarned and forearmed and prepared than not. But already plywood is sold out in the Carolinas. You can't find a piece of plywood. You can't find a lot of emergency things now being shipped in. But that's what happens.
Puerto Rico has declared a state of emergency, and I have an extra stake in what happens in Puerto Rico because our shelter is there, our animal shelter. And
yeah,
that's, you know, they're already sending out notes with updates and trying to keep everybody, you know, on the mainland apprised of what preparations they're making and what they're planning to do with the animals and if there's flooding. You know, I mean, it's a mess. I mean, look at the flooding with Harvey, and I don't think it's growing up on the East Coast in hurricane land. You know, I think it's irresponsible to downplay it and blame the news media for trying to freak people out. People weren't freaked out enough about Sandy, and they stayed in their houses, and it was a disaster.
Are you suggesting I'm being irresponsible?
No, I think that it's irresponsible for you to say that the news media is being irresponsible by hyping it up. I don't think that they're hyping it. I've been following the Weather Channel updates, and the trajectory looks bad. It looks like it's going to hit Florida on Sunday, but the islands in between, this is a severe storm.
I'm not questioning that it's a severe storm. I'm recounting.
But the focus is less on the storm,
past,
I think, with you, and more on the news media's coverage of it. That's where I disagree.
Yeah, okay. Well, you're entitled to be. That's what we're all about here. We can disagree without being disagreeable. We tout the fact that we have different perspectives on things. Your perspective is based on perhaps your concern for the animals in Puerto Rico, which is...
Well, and what I've lived in the Jersey Shore. I mean, I've grown up with hurricanes my whole life. It's not,
I'm just so tired of the news media overdoing everything for their own benefit. I guess maybe that's my problem. It isn't for the benefit of the audience. It's for the benefit of them and their ratings. And so some things are played right, Victoria, and some things aren't. Some people pay attention. Part of the problem in Houston is that the management, the mayor, is an idiot, and they didn't have, they just didn't play what their
opportunity
was.
They didn't think it was real enough.
No,
yeah.
They didn't. They paid no attention
to it. And
that's
a dangerous mistake that a lot of people
but
make.
But the other side of it is, that is there any such thing as too much preparation? In this case, maybe not. Maybe there is, maybe there isn't. But some of the coverage is absurd, and some of it is...
Well, I think there's a difference between preparation and panic. I mean, I think what both of you are saying is Doug saying, look, don't panic, and Victoria's saying be prepared, and I think those are both really... those are what you should be doing. You know, I mean, there's nothing much that you can do when Mother Nature decides to hit except for be prepared, right?
Yeah.
So
yeah.
I think there's no shortage of that, and if there's any lesson, of course the news media is going to be going bananas after what we just saw with Hurricane Harvey, and there's another Category 4. Of course they're going to be giving it a ton of coverage.
And this one's traveling quite slowly.
Which is a problem for storms because it picks up so much strength
and
moisture.
Steam. Right.
Well, I just saw on the Weather Channel, they have all this, you know, they call them the spaghetti patterns, so they have little lines going, it can go this way, it can go that way.
Yeah.
One of the projections, which is extra bad for the Harvey people in the Gulf, is that it could turn left to the Gulf, just depending on when it hits Florida, where the jet stream is going to push it, either to the, you know, to the east or to the west. And if it heads west, that's very bad news.
If there's not a strong jet stream, then it goes west. If there's a strong jet stream, it gets sort of pushed back and goes up the east coast, depending on, again, where the jet stream is. It gets pushed out to sea. That's, I think, those three areas that you're talking about, Victoria.
The good thing for Florida, though, is that it seems like Rick Scott, who I think is a pretty good governor, is out ahead of it, and he is already declared a state of emergency, and that matters so much. I know it seems just like bureaucratic junk, but when you're actually, when you get the government money in there already and you get the extra services in there by declaring that state of emergency, you're ahead of the game a bit, and I think it's so important that we heard that he did that. So
what's interesting is the role drones are playing in all of this, when they right into the, because the
drones,
they can't last in the hurricane. They'd be destroyed because they aren't heavy enough. But there are these storm chasers that actually fly into the hurricanes to get to the eye to see how penetrating it is. Who'd want that job? But then the drones, after the impact of the storm, they were used in Harvey to overview the situation and helped a lot of people that otherwise might not have been helped. They wouldn't have. People wouldn't have known where the circumstances are, and in that way, the drones are quite helpful, frankly. And it's amazing, the technology of the modern world. It really is. So we'll see what happens. I think that I would like it if it went any place but here, frankly. That's what we all say.
Well, we all want it to go out to sea.
It's not going to get to Jennifer no matter what, but it might get to Kara, it might get to Victoria, it might get to me.
That needs a break. I had fires this weekend.
Yeah,
so,
right. So what is going on? What's the latest with the fire stuff? Thank you.
Well, my eyes are swollen shut and I'm wheezing, but
other than that, it's fine.
Well, the good news is that the 210 freeway is open. The streets in my area are open, but the fire is still burning. They're closing some hiking trails, and actually, they still have our freeway on-ramp, so I don't know what that's all about, because the freeway on-ramp and off-ramp at my particular stop, which is very specific and small, I know, but they're still closed. I don't know why that is, but the freeway is open, so that's good news. The streets are open, that's good news. They are closing some fire trails in the Burbank area some hiking trails because of the fire, mostly to give room to the firemen to get out there and work on it. But they've seemed to push it back. I think it's at 25% or 30% containment now, which is great. But they've pushed it back into mountainous areas away from houses, which was the stress over the weekend, is that this fire came so close to so many houses. But driving around and looking at the damage yesterday, I mean, the LA Fire Department and all of the other fire departments from the state of California that came in to help fight this fire, and there were 1,000 firefighters on this, by the way.
Mm-hmm.
They did such an incredibly good job. I mean, you can look, you just drive down the streets of the neighborhoods in my area, in Burbank, in Sun Valley, and in Sunland, and you see how the fire came right to people's backyards, and they were able to let it burn right to where it needed to be, and then they put it out. And only having three structures lost in something that is this massive, I mean, I think 6,000 acres, something like that, it's incredible. It's the biggest fire in L.A. County history, so.
Yeah, something to look out for.
Yeah.
All right, let me spend a minute with you ladies talking about something that we're all learning about firsthand, and that is this new device called Tiger Lady. The stats, as people go back to school, especially college and young working women, are affected by assaults. It is, but I guess more in college, we can all call on our experiences. I can remember back to some things. I went to a quiet little college in Northwest Ohio, and these things went on even in the 60s. I say even in the 60s. I guess they've been going on because men have been jerks, and women have had to protect themselves pretty much through time. And now there's something that's new, that's been prepared, that is safe for ladies to carry, called Tiger Lady. So you all had the conversation with the person that developed the Tiger Lady last week. What did you come away with? What did you? You're all going to get one.
Well,
to
I
use
was just.
Or have.
I was amazed by the product, and it's simple, but yet it's so smart. And I think as a woman, especially a woman, maybe it's back to school time and you're sending a kid or your child back to college, or maybe you're a young woman yourself and you are going in and out of work or, again, a campus. And you don't want to feel weaponized. I mean, one of the things for me is I have mace and I have a taser, but I never want to carry them with me. The taser's too bulky. The mace, I always feel like, is going to go off and spray at me. I just don't want to feel like I'm weaponized walking around the streets. I don't want to feel like I have to carry something. But what's cool about this Tiger Lady is you can hold on to it. It fits in your purse, and all you have to do is squeeze it, and it gives you that extra set of protection, almost like a cat's fingernails to scratch your attacker and run away. Plus, if you do, God forbid, have an attacker and you do have to use it, it actually collects their DNA when you squeeze out the claws and you scratch them wherever they might be attacking you.
Well, it's a round that goes to the good guys here. Sad that you have to, in some circumstances, have this for protection. It's legal in all 50 states, safe to carry. It's called Tiger Lady. Get Tiger Lady today for safety's sake. Go to TigerLady.com, and for a limited time, you get a pack of four of these at a savings of 15% by using the code DJV. DJV at TigerLady.com. If it sounds like this is something that could be helpful to you or somebody you care about, go to Tiger Lady today. Go to TigerLady.com. Remember to use the code DJV to save 15%. This is a serious thing, and you take the announcement seriously. Save 15%, use the code DJV at TigerLady.com.
The final days of the Ford Summer Sales event are here. Now through September 5th, save big on Ford SUVs like Escape, Edge, and Explorer with 0% financing for 72 months, plus an additional $1,000 on top of your trade-in. Time is running out to save on America's best-selling brand. It's the last chance to get 0% financing for 72 months, plus $1,000 on top of your trade-in across a full lineup of Ford SUVs. Hurry, it's the final days of the Ford Summer Sales event going on at your Ford dealer. Best-selling based on 2016 sales. Not all buyers qualify for Ford credit financing. 72 months at $1,389 per month for $1,000 finance regardless of down payment. Trade assist cash requires trade-in of 95 or newer vehicle or lease terminated 30 days prior to or 90 days after delivery. See dealer or go to buyfordnow.com for complete details. Take new retail delivery from dealer stock by September 5th, 2017.
Fall is the best time to feed your lawn. With 10% off Scott's Turf Builder Winter Guard Fall Weed and Feed and Fall Lawn Food at the Home Depot. Scott's Turf Builder Winter Guard feeds your lawn to build strong, deep grass roots for winter when you need it most. So it'll be lush, green, and beautiful next spring when you want it most. Scott's Turf Builder Winter Guard Fall Weed and Feed and Fall Lawn Food. 10% off now at the Home Depot. More saving, more doing. Valid through October 4th.
place, anywhere. Radio remains the most intimate of all forms of media. At home, at work, in the car, on smartphones. Over 90% of consumers still listen to radio every week. That makes choosing radio as a place to advertise your business one of the best decisions you can make. Email advertise@gcnlive.com and partner up with an experienced GCN representative. Advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
Do you trust our economy? How about our banking system? Our president has stated we are sitting on a bubble right now, and that when the Fed raises interest rates, bad things are going to happen. Well, the Fed is raising rates here and now. There has never been a better time to turn your IRA or 401k into physical gold or silver with GSI Exchange. Call 833-GSI-GOLD. GSI Exchange can make this happen fast, and it's money you control, not the big banks. 833-GSI-GOLD. Ask about our bank failure survival guide and learn how your qualified IRA transfer can get you $1,500 in free physical gold or silver delivered right to your home. GSI Exchange has an A-plus rating with the Better Business Bureau. Call GSI Exchange at 833-GSI-GOLD. That's 833-474-4653. Or visit us on the web at gsi.gold.
Ted Anderson telling you about Jordan Rubin's Beyond Organic Green Fed Raw Cheddar Artesian Cheese featuring whole milk created through ancient dairy breeding. Unpasteurized, untreated whole milk on the same farm the cows graze. Containing natural sources of omega-3s, CLA protein, calcium, probiotics, and enzymes. I have never tasted cheese this good and you need to try it. Contact your Youngevity distributor or call 877-878-4203 or go to gcnteam.com.
Did we talk about this? I don't know if it's a new song or not, but I hear Warren Zevon in this song.
Yeah, that's right.
Didn't this come up once before, or am I having deja vu?
No, this is an older song. It's sampled Werewolves of London, yeah.
Yeah, right. Yep.
All right. I love it.
Kid Rock.
My new senator in Michigan.
Yeah. Well, apparently, the plan unfolds, Jennifer, Kid Rock's plan toe the line running for the Senate has hit a snag. Common Cause filed a complaint with the Federal Election Commission against Kid Rock, whose legal name is Robert Ritchie. Complaint claims that he has fully moved into campaign mode and ought to file the necessary paperwork. He's made a lot of noise about running for the Senate to try to get rid of Debbie Stabenow. He's been selling Kid Rock for U.S. Senate merchandise. And I guess that's... Did you know that this was... You couldn't do it without filing? I didn't... I guess if I knew it, I'd forgotten it.
I don't think I knew that either. Because I don't know... I mean, I think you have to actually declare yourself a candidate. I mean, how many other people fundraise before they actually declare themselves a candidate? I mean, I know our mayor right now in Los Angeles, Eric Garcetti, is fundraising in New Hampshire and all across the country because he's looking into a run for president, but he hasn't declared. Yeah. Right?
He got about as much chance of doing that as he has of saving the country from Hurricane Irma. Anyway, he says it's called testing the waters. And it can include polling, things like that.
This Stabenow is just afraid of them. That's the problem.
Common Cause is a lefty group, I think, isn't it? Is it or not?
I don't know.
No, they called out Hillary Clinton, too.
Well, the lefties didn't like Hillary either. They preferred her to Trump, but that's about as far as it went under the circumstances. Jeb Bush, Hillary Santorum, Scott Walker, all accused of trying to get around the campaign regulations in the beginning.
So.
Yeah, I wonder if it's fine if you go around and fundraise, but you don't officially say, oh, yeah, I'm fundraising this for running for president or whatever. But as long as you're selling, since he has shirts that say Senate, I wonder if they see that as like an official.
Here's the story, Kara. The whole campaign finance law is still a big scam because they can do whatever they want with the money.
Oh, yeah.
If they don't use it to run
and
for
if you don't
whatever
win,
the
then
office
you can
is, you buy a new car with it or something. You know,
which
crazy.
Is super important for, you know, whatever you're running for, needing a new car.
You can mask a lot of ills running for some office. Matter of fact, I think I'll run. How about it? What do you say? Will you all give to my campaign? I'm running.
You might seem You might seem a little bit hypocritical considering what you just said, but
I'm going to straighten it all out. I'm going to straighten it out. That's going to be my platform. I vote for Dudley. He'll straighten it out.
Okay.
How's that? All right, let's see here. You know what? There ought to be a rapper named Dudley. Here's the story of a rapper named Logic. I've not heard of this fellow before. But he's put a spotlight on suicide rates and suicide. Why? What's his connection to this?
Well, he just put an album out. And this song that I'm playing is called 1-800-273-8255, which is the suicide hotline.
Yep.
So his album that he just put out focuses a lot on kind of social issues, but also the problem with suicide and his own kind of issues dealing with depression. So he performed it at the VMAs, and apparently the hotline has received 50% more calls since
then.
Which is insane. The cool thing is I know the number now, which I hope I will never have to use it.
273-8255. That's 800-273-TALK, by the way.
You want to save money in a place that gives you growth, control, and certainty without stock market risk or tax risk, and you want guarantees, and you want it all tax-free. That's a tall order. But you can get all of that with properly designed participating whole life insurance. Most people think life insurance pays after you're dead. That's true. But you can have tax-free access to use your life insurance while you're alive. Get the free book to find out how. Call 702-660-7000.
Attention business owners and independent contractors. This is a money-saving message from Tax Mediation Services. If your business owes $20,000 or more in taxes, we can help you today, right now. Listen, dealing with the IRS is no picnic. It's an intimidating and extremely stressful process, and you don't want to go it alone. Our attorneys know every law, every tax break, and every possible opportunity to help you resolve and reduce your tax debt. And if you owe more than $20,000, you may be at the top of their hit list. So don't take your tax debt lightly because it will not go away on its own. The IRS can seize your bank accounts, your home, and even shut down your business. Call our tax experts today at 1-800-765-9681 and let us deal with the IRS while you focus on your business. That's 1-800-765-9681. Again, that's 800-765-9681.
North Korea openly threatens the U.S. and launches a new missile every other week. Their warhead of choice? Electromagnetic pulse. Such an event would cripple the U.S. power grid for years and leave millions in the dark. Are you ready? You can be with a Solark EMP-hardened solar generator. Solark works day in and day out to keep your essentials protected. You can have peace of mind knowing your power will be there when you most need it. Visit PortableSolarLLC.com to see EMP testing. That's PortableSolarLLC.com. Energy insurance for your family.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Be sure to visit GCNlive.com today.
Have you checked your Google search results lately? Search results are usually the first impression that people form of you or your business. So make sure that they create a positive impression with ReputationDefender.com. What the internet says about you can have a big impact on your life and your livelihood, even if it's not true. Fortunately, you can now control how you look online and in online search results with ReputationDefender.com. Call 800-831-0771 now. That's 800-831-0771 for your free reputation analysis. If you have negative material from an ex-employee, upset patient, or former client, newspaper article, legal issue, social media, or other source showing up in your search results, you can combat it with ReputationDefender.com. Our dedicated experts in patented technology can help make your online search results look their best. Call 800-831-0771 to learn more. 800-831-0771. That's 800-831-0771. Or visit ReputationDefender.com.
Are you one of the 15 million men who suffer from an enlarged prostate? If your life revolves around finding the closest bathroom, if you're tired of waking up many times a night to urinate, then you need to know about Prostate Miracle. Prostate Miracle contains beta-cytosterol, which is 3,000 times stronger than salt palmetto. To claim your $10 Patriot discount, go to ProstateMiracle.com and enter promo code PATRIOT. Or call 877-965-2140. That's 877-965-2140.
Individuals and businesses with tax problems, listen carefully. Do you feel like you're losing control over your finances? If you owe over $10,000 in back taxes or have unfiled tax returns, we can help you take back control. The IRS is the largest and most aggressive collection agency in the world, and they can seize your bank account, garnish your paycheck, close your business, and file criminal charges. Take control of your tax problems now by calling the experts at Tax Mediation Services and take advantage of the Fresh Start program and new laws that may allow us to negotiate a settlement for the lowest amount possible. Our team of tax attorneys and enrolled agents can stop collections and get you protected so you can take control of your financial future. Tax Mediation Services is accredited by the Better Business Bureau. Call now for a free case review and a price protection guaranteed quote.
Call Tax Mediation Services now at 800-610-7740. That's 800-610-7740. 800-610-7740.
The answer to being in control of your own health care is freedom from insurance. Become part of a group of self-pay patients that come together to share in each other's medical expenses. Individual share amounts begin at $107 a month and $347 for families. Choose from three health sharing programs. Holistic treatments may be eligible for sharing. See guidelines. Discount programs available for dental, vision, and pharmacy. Go to libertyoncall.org. That's libertyoncall.org.
Investing is a long-term process. How many times can you think of in the last decade that the stock market has destroyed retirement funds for people just like you and me? For your existing IRA, you need the security that gold has provided for centuries. Remember, gold has never been worth zero. Capital Gold would like to introduce you to the Home Storage Gold IRA. It's a self-directed IRA set up with all the protection and tax benefits of an LLC. But the big difference in this IRA is you invest in gold and you hold it in your possession. You can't do that with stocks. That's security. You can transfer any type of IRA hassle-free in days. Please call right now and learn more, and we'll waive the $500 setup fee and give you a free safe to store your gold. 800-535-7789. 800-535-7789. 800-535-7789. That's 800-535-7789.
Gravity has brought us back together again. Isn't that swell? And good news also has brought us together on the DJV Experience. Jennifer Horn, Victoria Keelan, Kara Schillen, Doug Steffen. There was a circumstance, and you can imagine this would be the case in many areas, although it's been how many years since World War II? But there are still circumstances where the authorities are finding bombs left over from World War II that have obviously not exploded. So that has happened this week in Frankfurt, Germany. I always love the name of that town. It's Hamburg and Frankfurt in Germany. Authorities there defused a huge bomb days after it was discovered, buried at a construction site. So let's say they rebuilt Frankfurt after the war, and now time has come to rebuild the area again. Who knows what they put there? Construction wasn't so great after World War II, so a lot of those buildings that were built in the 40s are not as good, and they're coming down putting up new ones. So you're running an excavator, and all of a sudden there's this huge, big tank that you come upon. And, oh, look at this. What do we have here? We have a we have a bomb, a huge bomb, to the point where the center of the city was cleaned out. 60,000 people were evacuated because they were concerned about the bomb.
How would you like to be the person working on that bomb? Everyone else is evacuated, and you're working on it, and you know that if it blows up,
And I would imagine being so old, it's unstable.
Yeah.
You can't really predict what's going to happen.
Yeah. Well, that's it. I mean, it's an old British bomb, 1.5-ton air mine. I don't know that much about these bombs, but I know, as Carrie just said, I wouldn't want to be within 100 miles of the thing. So this is a 70-some-odd-year-old bomb, and there are, every once in a while, across Germany, these circumstances where the bombs appear. There was the same thing happened in Hanover, Germany, a couple of years ago. 50,000 people had to leave that town when they found a big bomb in an underground parking garage. So the good news is they found it and it didn't blow up. Everybody was safe. So there's a circumstance, Victoria, where precaution is more important than all of the other things that are ancillary. Victoria and I were having a conversation. I think we do once in a while because I think with good reason Victoria takes exception to my criticism of the news media. I just find over the years that it's like crying wolf too often. But then there are those circumstances that I ignore, and admittedly I ignore, which could be dicey, or maybe have ended up to be dicey. And so we pay attention. So it's finding a balance, much as anything else.
You know what's funny to me, though, is that it's, I guess, in a good way, funny or good that this was actually a bomb, because wasn't there a story out of New York City a couple months ago where they thought they found a bomb in a construction site, and then it ended up being a time capsule that this club had buried in, like, the 1980s, and they
really?
Opened it up, and they, they thought it was a World War II era bomb or something, and they opened it up, and there was a bunch of papers and pictures and stuff in it.
Some Madonna mixtapes.
Speaking of York City, Victoria, apparently the bad news from New York is that there are a bunch of Mexican drug traffickers who are setting up shop, methamphetamine being created so that they can find new clients, because according to the drug cartels, New York has become a weak market for the drug. So they want to sell more. So they're sending loads and loads of meth to New York and selling it on the street cheaply so that they can create more of an addicted population, which they're not satisfied with their, what do we call that in advertising? Their market share? There are too many other drugs, and there are not enough people buying meth. Too many other drugs are being sold.
Got to get our meth back, please.
Yeah. So the DEA has this is the past weekend, but seized 100 pounds of meth, and I guess that's a lot. I don't know. You know, I get into these conversations. I sound naive and not very smart because I don't know anything about this stuff.
I couldn't tell you either.
Lot,
I don't know.
A little, I mean, what's a lot or a little? I saw Breaking Bad once, and that's probably my only claim to understanding what the heck that stuff is. But apparently they're not selling enough of it in New York, so the Mexican drug traffickers are pushing more and more of it into the city. And so the police are on alert. And this is, remember, was it last week or the week before we were talking about what the drug traffic is like in the Midwest now on farms. Didn't we? Was that on the farm show, Kara? Do you remember?
Yeah, I think it was. I'm coming up blank.
It was, yeah, that was, yeah. I believe you had someone from the USDA who was talking about the opioid crisis in rural communities is where it's hit the hardest, and it's affected small family farms because, you know, for employees and things like that, it's, you know, they don't have a lot of workers.
There's
and
a dullness to life, too, Victoria, they claim.
Yeah.
There's not enough to do in some of these areas, and so they get hooked on and lost on this stuff. So.
Right.
Anyway, word to the wise hopefully is sufficient. A little bit of sports news as a sort of follow-through to the aftermath of Harvey. J.J. Watt still getting attention, and I think appropriately. So there's a lot of stuff. He's raised $19 million, and there's a lot of photos that have been shared. Who's seen them? Anybody seen
any? I saw some of them yesterday of all the supplies.
Yeah.
It was 10 semi-trucks And these are supplies that he's collected from donations. He hasn't used the $19 million yet, so he hasn't even purchased anything. These are just donations of goods that he's collected.
Now, he's an active player for Houston, right? He's still on the roster.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, I think so. Yeah, he's still on the Texans. This is the best story, I think, that's come out about the hurricane for me in all of this, is seeing someone that's using his fame and his notoriety and seeing something that grew from somebody who just wanted to collect $1 million to now all of this. It's really cool.
And I think in his favor, he's just known as a nice guy. And I think it just goes to show how much that can do for you. I think people are donating to him because they genuinely believe in him and like him, whereas there are so many other NFL players and just athletes that... It's great that they've donated money, but I think they're not necessarily known as great people themselves, and so I don't know if other people are inclined to donate to them. Whereas with him, he's made such a difference because people like him.
Yeah. Magnet. It's a magnet. It's a magnetic effect.
I think good people attract good things.
Yes.
Yep, that's true.
That's why we all attract such good things here, because we're all good people. How about that? The Houston... Texans, for whom J.J. plays, are going to play their game, apparently, this weekend. Right?
Yeah,
in Houston?
Season starts, yep.
I thought the stadium was underwater. Didn't they have a lot of...
The Astros played this weekend, too. The Astros played this past weekend.
Did they?
And, and
the
I think
same
they
stadium?
Did. Where yeah, did they in, the it, stadium? At the Astrodome. Yeah. But they... they actually made it a thing for first responders, so they let people in who were volunteers, first responders to the event. They did a bunch of fundraising. They did goods collections, so they turned it into a really good opportunity to get involved to help. Because the thing that people forget about is now that the cameras are going to move out of town, and now that the cameras are going to be focused on Hurricane Irma, is that there are people that they're still finding dead. The death toll is still rising. The people are sick because of all the standing water. There's all of these different illnesses that are going on, cholera, all these different things with mosquitoes, Zika, and all of this. I mean, there's a lot of stuff that still needs to be cleaned up, and once the cameras leave, you want to make sure people don't forget that.
Yep. So the game goes on as usual this weekend, and because Hurricane Irma is coming to Florida, that may mess up the Tampa Bay Buccaneers game with Miami, in-state game.
Hope not too much, because I have that guy as my quarterback on my fantasy
football. But when they say options, where are you going to go? You're not going to play if you're not going
to
play.
They'd have to move further north in the state to a different college stadium or.
And where do the ticket holders go? I mean,
they honor tickets. Yeah, I guess if they want,
they probably offer refunds or they honor the ticket wherever the game's going to be played.
I would guess by looking at this trajectory, no matter what, Florida's going to get some of this, and it's going to be this weekend. So why don't these people just act accordingly, cancel the game, and add it to another circumstance later on? I know the schedule is tight and all of that, but why would you want to? This would cause, it would seem to me, a lot of anxiety. Oh, I've got tickets for the game. I want to go to the game. And the storm could be blowing in. Oy. So relax.
In the next few days you will see some decisions being made based on what the storm's up to.
Yep. Yeah. All right, speaking of decisions, let me once again, I just got an email from somebody who didn't quite get the MyPillow thing. I think it's pretty simple, straightforward. They were asking Jennifer about how we describe what you do with a pillow. I wish Meredith were here, because she described whatever, there's a word of puffing them up as something you do with the pillows. Some pillows you can't do that. The cheap, cheap pillows, you can't do, you can't fluff them up. But you can... When it comes to MyPillow and the quality stuffing that's in it and the piling that's in it, fluff them up. You can wash them. You can dry them. And that's where the support comes from, because there's so much of this unique filling inside every MyPillow. You've seen the ads on television. You know how this fellow has come up with his not only the patented way of making them, but also what's in them is patented. The patented fill lets you put the pillow just the way you like it, for proper head and neck support, which reaches deep, restful sleep with you much faster. The pillow, the MyPillow, supports your head, your neck all night long, not so much tossing and turning. So you need a good night's sleep. You need a pillow made in the USA. You need a company that offers exceptional customer service. That's why you need to replace those old, worn-out, flat, ugly, horrible pillows with four pillows for the price of two. 50% off the four-pack of My Pillows. Go to MyPillow.com. Use the promo code DJV for that deal. 50% off the four-pillow pack. MyPillow.com. Promo code DJV.
You are about to hear from Dr. Douglas Howard.
After 20 years and tens of thousands of success stories, Balance of Nature is still the only pure whole food supplement available. Balance of Nature has served more than a half a billion servings of fruits and vegetables. Don't accept imitations, copies, or substitutions. Our success stories are unique to Balance of Nature's fruits and veggies. You'll know you have the real thing when you open the bottles and see, smell, and taste real produce.
It is worth every penny I pay because it really has made such a difference in my life. It is making me feel a whole lot better.
Even my doctor thought it was a good product.
Good health is only a phone call away. What are you waiting for? Don't miss your opportunity to get a free month's supply of Balance of Nature. Call 1-800-246-8751. That's 1-800-246-8751. Or go online to balanceofnature.com.
Use promo code GOODDAY.
There's only one way to feel like a total boss. Switch your family to the best deal in America, Total Wireless. Hook up your loved ones with four lines on America's largest, most dependable network for only $25 per line per month. Have fun with that unlimited talk and text, plus 15 gigs of high-speed data. Mayor of Bosstown. Total Wireless. Total confidence. Available at major retailers. Plan features, coverage, and limitations may vary. Always refer to the latest terms and conditions of service at TotalWireless.com.
You're listening to On Air with Doug, Jen, and Victoria.
Okay, so we were doing the Darwin Award stuff earlier on, and here's another example of how stupid people are. A young couple who just met, started dating in college at Carlo University in Pittsburgh, wandering around the train tracks in Pittsburgh.
No.
Yep.
No.
They were train hopping, jumping from one train to the other, and she fell off and got run over by one of the trains.
Why is this a romantic
Why
thing that people do?
Do that?
I don't get it. I don't get it.
I don't either. How in the world?
Like, how many stories do you have to see of people taking pictures on train tracks or just hanging out on train tracks and then getting hit? I don't understand
why.
I mean,
Lindsay Marie
no
Michaels,
place?
21 years old, died at the medical office at the local hospital. Her boyfriend was hurt, but he didn't get killed.
I mean, I'm assuming they do toxicology on people like this, right? I mean, you would have to be on something.
Yeah, as a matter of fact, I was just looking at that. They are doing, the medical examiner is doing a toxicology report. But, yeah, too much alcohol. And
or whatever.
Yeah, whatever. Maybe the meth is making it to Pittsburgh.
I don't know. Wine never makes me want to jump in front of a train or jump on a train. So it makes me want to go visit Jen in Napa.
Makes me want to take a nap. I don't want to jump a train.
I don't know. I think it's more than alcohol.
It's just, but you know, people love the excitement. People want something different to do. And Pittsburgh is not exactly excitement central. So you get, you know, into these. Okay, so what do we do for fun?
I understand
going down
adventure
to the railroad
doing
station
fun things,
and
but
jump
I,
off of trains.
I still don't really see what's that exciting about jumping off of trains. Like, there's other stuff to do.
You think it's glamorized sometimes in the movies, and that may be where some of it comes from. In fact, 10 minutes before the hour, you're listening to today's DJV experience.
Are you happy washing your hands with harsh chemicals? Are you happy doing laundry with detergents? Are you happy paying high prices? Find your happiness with Pure Soap. These all-natural, earth-friendly Pure Soaps are the very best you've ever used. Buy in bulk. Get a 12, 36, or 48-month supply. Or get items individually and still save big. You're getting soap products twice as good as what you're using now. Earth-friendly and natural soaps. Your family deserves the best. Happiness is 5starsoap.com. Why not put your money up the drain for a change? See them at 5starsoap.com or call 1-800-340-7091 for a catalog. CalBend Soap Company can save you thousands of dollars and give you good old-fashioned real soaps that are triple concentrated. Soaps made from vegetable and coconut oils. See their full selection of soaps at 5starsoap.com. That's FiveStarSoap.com. Or call 1-800-340-7091 for a catalog.
People who can afford a LASIK procedure sure are lucky. Imagine being able to throw away your contacts and glasses. Imagine waking up tomorrow with 20/20 vision. Too bad everyone can't afford LASIK. Well, guess what? There's a company that agrees with you. The LASIK Vision Institute is now offering dramatically low prices on high-quality LASIK to make it affordable for everyone. That means you get the latest FDA-approved LASIK technology for a fraction of what others charge. And if you call right now, we'll schedule a free appointment so you can discover if LASIK is right for you. Results may vary. Call 1-800-963-4946. Even better, call right now and you can get an extra 20% discount off our already low-cost services. We've already performed over a million procedures. Let us help you. Discover how you can get the quality LASIK experience you deserve at a fraction of what others charge. For your free appointment, call 1-800-963-4946. 1-800-963-4946. 1-800-963-4946.
Hello, I'm Mike Lindell, the inventor of My Pillow, and like all of you out there, I had problems sleeping. Pillows would go flat, I would flip-flop all night long, I would wake up with a sore neck, maybe a headache, or feel like I needed a nap even though I slept 8 hours. When I invented My Pillow, I wanted it to where you can move the patented fill to give you the exact support you need as an individual, regardless of sleep position. My Pillow will get you into that deep REM sleep faster, and you will stay there longer. It's not about how much time we spend in bed, it's about how much of that quality sleep we get. I do all of my own manufacturing right here in the United States. I have a 10-year warranty. You can wash and dry my pillow, and I give you a 60-day money-back guarantee, so you have nothing to lose. And here's my best offer ever. You can buy one of my pillows and get one absolutely free.
Go to MyPillow.com or call 800-870-0305 and use promo code GCN. That's MyPillow.com or 800-870-0305 with promo code GCN.
Time. Dr. Jack Stockwell, an important part of our health routine. By the way, you can get a full overview of what's going on in the world of medicine. Every week we offer a podcast on blogtalkradio.com. It's blogtalkradio.com/goodday health, featuring Dr. Jack Stockwell and Dr. Ken Cronos. So if you want to put a lot of medical information in your brain at the same time, listen to the podcast. Or if you don't, that's the beauty, Victoria, of having a podcast. You can listen to as much as you want, stop it, and go back and listen to it later or again.
So I love Jack's podcast, actually. Yeah. I'm a huge fan.
It's interesting. There are two, as long as we're talking about the ingredients here, two different podcasts we're talking about. The blogtalkradio.com podcast is of the material that he and Ken do on Good Day Health. But he also has a very successful podcast, hundreds of thousands of people listening to his downloads of the Forbidden Doctor podcast that comes out every week as well. So you have two different ways you can get more of Jack than you can possibly stand.
Well, you guys got me wanting to listen to it now.
Wow, there you go. Jack's brought to you in part by the folks who are responsible for Superbeats. Man, I can tell you until I'm blue in the face about this. This is about healthy blood flow. This is what every doctor dreams of, all of his patients having healthy blood flow. No matter what kind of a doctor you are, you need to get your blood to all parts of your body so you have healthy blood pressure, you have stamina, you have energy, you have healing, all those things that the blood does. The blood's responsible for keeping you alive. So get it everywhere by using the food that has the most nitric oxide in it. That is third most important gas in the body. It opens up your arteries. The system opens up to flow with a daily glass of Superbeats. Put a teaspoon in a glass of water, drink it down. Whew, man, what energy you'll have. No caffeine needed. Do what the athletes are doing. Go to DougLikesBeats.com. That's DougLikesBeats.com and order your new supply of Super Beats. 30-day supply free, free shipping as well. Super Beats at DougLikesBeats.com. All right, speaking about eating, there's an interesting overview that you have found, Jack, of what happens to us when we mix sugary drinks along with protein, i.e. a hamburger and a Coca-Cola might be an example, yeah?
Well, that's the Biomed Central is an open journal, but it's peer-reviewed, and it's a recent article that just showed up that says that whenever we mix a protein-dense food along with a sugary drink, it changes how the body handles fat. Now, you know that ounce per ounce, there is more than twice as much energy in an ounce of fat as there is an ounce of sugar or an ounce of protein. And our body really prefers fat for its energy source for that very reason. And the kind of energy that is released from fat is a kind of level, sustained, no ups, no downs. When we're burning fat for our energy, which is what we do at night when we're asleep anyway. I mean, that's why we don't starve to death at night when we sleep, because our body's using the fat in the bloodstream to keep everything going. But in the study, when people would take a cheeseburger and a sugary drink along with it, it completely disrupted how the body burns fat. The bottom line, of course, is you're going to put on fat when you mix a sugary drink with a protein meal. In other words, if you had the cheeseburger with something that wasn't loaded with sugar, some other kind of a drink, your body will be able to process that fat much easier, much more naturally, than if you get sugar. Because when you get sugar, sugar has oxygen built into the molecule in such a way that your body can get the energy out of sugar much faster than it can get energy out of fat. So whenever sugar shows up, it drops everything else and goes for the sugar. Even though, you know, it's still early in the morning, and you know you're going to have lunch later, you know you're going to have dinner tonight, but the body doesn't know that. So anytime it has an opportunity for quick energy, it's going to jump for it. And so this study has come out and shown, and it was a lot of young people. It was interestingly enough a bunch of millennials that they were testing this on. And immediately they got the results they thought they were probably going to get from it. It wasn't a surprise study.
Not a surprise. No surprises there. And you know what? There's a common sense approach to this. That people ought to take sugar, drinks, teeth, your gut. You're the gut expert. Sugar does, you've convinced me of this, even though you haven't gotten me off of sugar completely. But I think about it whenever I have a little bit of chocolate or a little bit of ice cream or a bit of blueberry pie. I'm thinking of a little bit less because I don't want...
A little bit? Who's going to argue a little bit? When we do a lot every day that is problematic.
All right. Word to the wise is sufficient. Listen to Dr. Jack Stockwell. Check out his webcast at theforbiddendoctor.com. 59 past the hour.
Fully cooked, ready-to-eat bacon. I'm talking thick, meaty, center-cut, presidential bacon. Savory and delicious. I buy some, I use some, I store some. Awesome. No refrigeration needed with a 10-year shelf life. NASA pack technology. Bacon. Fully cooked, fully hydrated, ready-to-eat right from the packed bacon. Or warm and served. Life-saving, ready-to-eat bacon. 10-year shelf life bacon. Ships free at fullycookedbacon.com. Fullycookedbacon.com.
This is Dan Pilla. Do you owe the IRS money you can't pay? Are tax debts crippling you? I've defended people from the IRS for over 30 years. I've helped thousands, and I can help you too. I wrote the book on IRS settlement, and I'm telling you, there's no such thing as a hopeless case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX to finally get free of IRS debt. With the IRS's new programs, there's never been a better time to solve your problem. Call 800-34-NO-TAX. That's 800-34-NO-TAX or my website, danpilla.com.